The second Mishnah in the third Perek of Kiddushin begins, Ha'omer li'isha ha're'ad mekudeshes li'al menashe ten lecha ma'atayim zuz. If a man says to a woman that you are betrothed to me on condition that I give you 200 zuz, ha're'ad mekudeshes v'hu yiten, it's as if he said, it's as if he betrothed her from right now, and then he has to fulfill the condition. What does that mean, as if from right now? That if someone would come and be mekadesher in the meantime, before he fulfilled the condition, that the second person's kiddushin wouldn't be good, because it's as if he said from now, and therefore his kiddushin was not dependent upon a time. However, if he said amenas she'eten lecha mikan v'ad shloshim yom, on condition that I give it to you from now until 30 days. So now if he gives it to her within the 30 days, mikudeshes, then it's a good kiddushin. Ve'im lav, and if he doesn't give it to her within 3 days, then in the mikudeshes he hasn't fulfilled his tanai, and since he made the tanai dependent upon the time, therefore that would uproot the kiddushin if he doesn't give it to her within the proper amount of time. If he says almanah sheyeshli my times, if he says be mekudeshes to me on condition that I have 200 zuz, so then harezu mekudeshes v'yeshlo, Adam can go and find out whether he has the 200 zuz, and then the condition would be good. Until then, before the Adam found out, she would be considered suffic mekudeshes. There would be a doubt surrounding her exact status. It would be unsure. But once the Adam found out, that would be fine. Amanash arech matayim zuz harei zu mikudeshes v'yarela, right? If he says marry, be betrothed to me on condition that I show you 200 zuz, so then it's only fulfilled v'yarela when he shows it to her. It's not enough that Adam would see it, she has to see it herself. V'im hare hera al hashulchan, and if he shows her 200 zuz on his table, but the 200 zuz aren't actually his, in the mikudeshes, that condition would not be good, because it's an understanding that she had that the 200 zuz would be his, not just on his table, and therefore that wouldn't be a fulfillment of the condition, and the condition would not be good. The third Mishnah says, Almanash yeshli base kor afar. If a person says be mekadesh to me on condition that I have a base core, a certain measurement of land, so harezim mekudeshes v'yeshlo, as long as he has it, we check if he has it, and if he has Adam that he has this certain amount of land, then the condition would be in effect. If he says al menash yeshli b'makom ploni, if he says that. Marry, be betrothed to me on condition that I have a base core, the same amount of measurement of land in a certain place. So then, im yesh lo ba'osa makam, if the field that he owns is in that exact place that he stated, then mikudeshes, the kiddushin would be in effect, would be good. V'im lav, but if it's not, even if he actually owns that same measurement of land, but it's not in the exact place that he stated, in the mikudeshes, he hasn't fulfilled the condition of the kiddushin, and therefore the kiddushin, the betrothal, would not be in effect. If he says almanas she'arech beis kor afer, on condition that I show you this certain measurement of the field, this land that I own, harezim mikudeshes v'yarena. Now again, like we said, he can't have Adam prove that he has this field in the previous case. He has to actually show her, and if he shows it to her, then the kiddushin would be good. If im har hera babika ena mikudeshes, that if he shows her a field that is not his, a base core offer that is not his, the Gemara explains, even if he bought all the fruits or he has a sharecropper in the field, in that case it would not be a good kiddushin in the mikudeshes, because her understanding was that the field would be his, and if it's not a fulfillment of the condition of the kiddushin, then the betrothal would not be valid.